I love that idea. Fantasy draft, Illinois lawmakers. And one thing we did, which was great, was we got a chance to go on a podcast. Schadenfreude. So the sketch group that I'm in reunited in L.A., which was great. Hadn't seen each other in a while. Kate lives in L.A. Adam lives in L.A. Kate now lives in New Jersey. Sandy's in Toronto. Steve's here in Chicago. So we all got together. And it was great because we were able to hang out, but we also got a chance to do the Movie Guys podcast, which was a nice invitation from Paul Preston. Essentially, it's a great podcast they do that is pretty much given, they say, given the business to the business, given the business to the industry. So they review, preview, do news about movies. It's all about movies, which, you know, is great because Adam Witt is part of it, and he's a huge movie guy. Sandy's a huge movie guy. Steve's a huge movie guy. Me, I'm not a movie guy. Like, that's like one my area. And, you know, so they ask questions about it, and I'd be like, I don't even know. What's Sully? Is that what it's called? Called Sully? Tom Hanks? Is that the big Tom Hanks with the white mustache? Oh, that's a current events movie? That's not on Lifetime? That's how it felt. Paul Preston joins me now. He's the man behind the Movie Guys. That episode's coming out soon. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. So,
can I vote real quick? Yeah. Daniel Patrick Moynihan. All right, there's my pick.
Got it in. That's the first rounder.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Also, really strange, as an expat, to be on hold and hear the Chicago news with all this Cubs winning. It's great.
It's
right?
You know, it's
even
so great.
I just think it's the greatest thing. Now to hear the hometown talking about how they're winning.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We were just talking about I believe that this is just the standard now. Last year they won. This year they're winning again. Get used to the new normal here in Chicago. What's up, what's down, that kind of thing.
That's great. Well done, Theo Epstein.
There you go. All right, so Paul, yeah. Tell me about the Movie Guys, because I was really impressed with your setup. I mean, you guys do the podcast you've got a studio set up in your house. It was really cool. But tell me about the genesis of this podcast and also how you prepare for it, because I also was impressed with the preparation.
Well, I did go full Marc Maron. Yeah, and I built the studio in my garage. We used to bounce around from a studio or live stage performance, and eventually stopped paying other people to house us. And we said, you know, we spent all this money once. We built a studio in my garage. So we're in a garage in the valley, so it's full-on grassroots comedy coming at you every week with the show. However, we do pride ourselves in actually having really good production. So, you know, we brought in the mixer and the mics and the whole thing to get the whole show to sound better than just, you know, a bunch of people standing around one mic in an echoey room hoping somebody says something interesting. The one other thing I pride ourselves on, you talk about the preparation. Well, thank you for that. We do look into every movie that's coming out, and each show previews that upcoming weekend's film. So you mentioned Sully. We also talked this week about When the Bow Breaks and a little-known animated film, but it's out there, called The Wildlife. So we watch the trailers, and we just write late-night monologue-type jokes about them. Anything that doesn't make a quick one-liner that we burn through, we save for conversation, and we kick it around in a roundtable setting.
How many people are officially a part of the Movie Guys? Because you had Karen, Bart, Adam, and yourself. Are there other writers as well? I mean, how many people are throwing the one-liners in for jokes for the movies?
That's it. We write and host the show, except for Steve Schultz out there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I know Steve.
Sending me jokes every week. So he writes and contributes every week as well.
Well, I mean, that was what was impressive, was it was scripted. You guys were able to put these jokes together in advance. I mean, it wasn't something like, you know, with podcasts today, it's all about, well, we'll just get in a room, we'll just talk about it. This was a little bit more, and I didn't know this before, but so you do it so well because I've heard the episodes before, but you guys have done a good job of preparing to put that forward.
Thanks. And yeah, we even talked about this when you were on the show. This week's show with you, Sandy and Steve, will post. It's posted right now. It's posted it before I appeared here with you. So you can go listen to it. Towards the end of it, we did have a nice roundtable about the creative comedy ventures people think they can just kind of get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people think I'm funny and I'm going to do stand-up. You know, it's not all that easy. And so we like to we make an effort at least to separate ourselves from the pack by providing the written stuff, real content, original stuff you're not going to find anywhere else outside of just the talk. And all that information and material and having a guest kind of keeps the show segmented and regimented too. So you get from one thing to the next without sitting around going, what'd you do this week? And you go, so,
right.
Yeah. So we like to keep the pace and the content coming at you fast and funny. And you know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We loved having you.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, how many movies do you usually do per episode? We did 3 movies, but I mean, is that usually the case, even when you get into the sort of summer blockbusters where there's a lot coming out in 1 week?
Actually, fewer come out in the summer because a lot of movies will stay clear of like Captain America Civil War, which you talked about last time I was on your show.
Right.
Nothing opened that weekend. They knew that was going to be so huge, you just step aside. There might have been some small counter-programming, but it's actually now, September and January, like just after award season, just after summer, when it's like the dumping ground for whatever. So you'll get more movies per weekend. We do try and cover just the major releases, but if we see any of the indies, like I saw Hell or High Water recently, absolutely worth talking about on the show. We didn't preview it because it won't play everywhere, but definitely want to talk about those movies when they come out as well, once we've seen them.
Yeah, I'm interested in that concept. I mean, for you pay attention to the way the movies work, but when are we going to start seeing movies that are going to be award season ready? Is that start now? Is September? Is it a little later in this season?
I think so, but studios do love to backload or endload, the word would be, the year, so it's fresh in voters' minds when they vote in January. So you'll see really in December the big ones come up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you'll have movies come out, like Sully's going to be a contender. Tom Hanks, at least, is probably going to be in the mix for Best Actor from the word going around from where it's played.
From all the billboards that are in Hollywood right now that just say Tom Hanks, Best Actor. You're like, okay, it hasn't really started yet, but that's great. I'm glad that you suggest that.
Yeah. Right. Somebody said it somewhere in a review. Put it up there.
Right. Put it up there.
Yeah. But that's a big coming together of two, you know, that's Eastwood and Tom Hanks. Those are two Hollywood icons. So, you know, yeah, they're right, I guess, to make a big fuss of it. Now, from what I've heard, again, the movie lives up from, you know, I can't wait to see it myself here over the next couple of days.
Are you an Eastwood guy? We talk about that in the podcast. I was amazed at how much I wasn't an Eastwood guy.
Yeah, we rattled off titles.
Never seen any of those movies.
It's not even like you didn't like them. You never saw them.
No, none of them. No, I don't think I've ever seen
Unforgiven.
I've never seen Unforgiven. And Clint Eastwood and I just do not click. I don't know what it is. Like I don't have any bias against Clint Eastwood and, you know, or anything that he stands for or anything like that. I mean, I just think that the movies that Clint Eastwood has directed are just, I'm always like, meh, not interested. Meh. Unforgiven's a Western. Is that a country Western?
Just a Western. Oh, country doesn't enter into it. He plays banjos and shoots guys. He is a little cold for some people. His movies are, Sandy brought this up on the show as well, his movies are a little long here and there. That's why to hear that Sully's only 96 minutes is a little bit of a blessing. They can crank that story out. You know, there doesn't need to be much more to tell than that. Yeah, he landed everybody safely. They investigate him. We see what toll takes on him. Credits. But your favorite movies you mentioned on the show are Lebowski and
Rushmore.
Rushmore. Not exactly emotional movies either, so I thought maybe you'd jive with Eastwood.
I don't know. You know, that's how you end the episodes, is you ask the guests what their favorite movies were, and I was having a hard time because I'm like, well, you know, that's tough, but I have to say that, you know, Rushmore struck a chord. It was, I guess it's the only movies that I actually buy. Brain Candy would be the third I was thinking about from Kids in the Hall. That's a great movie.
Cisco. Yeah, that is the best.
Exactly. Well, the new episode is out. Paul, I can't thank you enough for having me on it. I appreciate it. Schadenfreude appreciates it. And where can you find the new episode?
Everything goes to themovieguys.net. Of course, we've just uploaded to Podbean. That's our host for the podcast, themovieguys.podbean.com. And then iTunes, at their whim, looks for new material and puts it up on iTunes. So that's probably going to be tomorrow.
All right.
So
sounds
usually
good.
Every Thursday and Friday it gets out there.
All right. Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for joining us. Paul Preston from The Movie Guys. You can find him at movieguys.net. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure.